Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bumbershoot. Did I blow your ears away, Rhonda?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. We should probably turn my mic down. Here, let me turn it down a little bit so you're not. Okay, there we go. It's probably better.
Thank you.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. All right. Welcome back to Bumbershoot, where we're covering life's... What are we doing here? Covering life's chaos with humor and heart. That's there what we're go. Doing. Oh, my gosh. A little tagline escapes me sometimes. All right. We'd like to shout out Poggioliano for our Cattarato. Ching, ching.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Thank you for the wine.
Thank you.
It is delicious. Poggioliano.com. It's not the only wine they carry. We only ever mentioned Cattarato, but there's 14. They as in we. Okay, so before we get into what we're going to talk about today, I have to cover a story that happened to me this weekend. Okay. So if you recall, and I know you know this story, Logan was leaving. Where was he going? It was Thanksgiving night. And it was just the four of us this year for Thanksgiving. And it was last week to you all because we're a little bit ahead in recording. But still, it doesn't matter. It's still a good story. So it was just the four of us, my husband, Alex, and Luke and Logan and I, the boys. And it was a pretty mellow Thanksgiving. We had dinner about 2:30. And then we kind of chilled. Luca went to his girlfriend's house come evening. And Logan was in his room. I was in the living room watching TV. Alex was in the other room watching his Italian television. And Logan comes out. And he's like, Mom, since we're going to Auntie Brandy's tomorrow, which was the day after Thanksgiving, we were going out to my sister's. She had hosted Thanksgiving, but every other year we go. Every other year we don't, to whoever's hosting on my side. And, but the girls were home. My nieces were home, both from college, one from Texas, one from Idaho. So all the cousins have a little group chat and they were all so excited to see each other. So Friday, we were going to go out there so we could all spend time together. Plus my mom's birthday was on Saturday. So that way we'd all be together to celebrate her birthday. So, anyways, Logan comes out. He's like, Mom, since we're going to Auntie Brandy's tomorrow, I'm bored. Can I just go tonight? And I'm like, well, honey, you know, two cars, you know, whatever. I was like, all right, fine. Yeah, go ahead. So he's packing up and it's dark outside. We leave our door open all the time. Like when, you know, like I'll for fresh air, I don't have a screen on my front door. I just leave it open for fresh air, cross ventilation, all the things. And even at night, sometimes it's just so pretty outside that leave it open.
Makes sense.
But we do live in the country.
Yikes.
I don't know if you call it the country or the hills. We live on property just under 7 acres. And that's significant because when you live like that, you get different living circumstances than other people that don't live on property. And if you live on property, you know what I'm talking about. I've seen a bobcat on my property. We've had coyotes. Yeah. Snake, rattlesnakes. The whole shebang. We've lived there since Luca was 8 months and he just turned 22. So we've lived there, 21 years? As you listen to the podcast, you'll realize that math is not my strength. So, we've lived there so long. Never, ever in all those years have I seen a rat. Okay. I've seen mice and I've seen like stray cats, but I've never seen a rat like New York, the size of my foot size rat. Never.
So it was huge.
Huge.
Ew.
And so I'm walking, Logan's going out and I'm like following him to say goodbye at the door, but he had left the door open. I mean, actually in this circumstance, even if he hadn't left the door open, loading the truck, it literally, this giant rat passes him and me, comes in our house, runs past us. We scream. He, worse than me, we scream and run outside and hug each other. So we're just like holding each other, screaming. Ah! And excuse me. And Alex is in the house. I don't know where he's at. I'm like, where is Dad? And I'm like, it's in the house. And he, so apparently he couldn't hear us because he did not come running, which you would have if you were in, I mean, if we didn't live 7 acres from the next door neighbor, we probably would have had the whole neighborhood in our house. And so I was like, oh my gosh, it's in the house. And Logan's like, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there. And I'm like, okay, but we have to go in there. Like, what are we going to just stay outside now? What? No. And he goes, Mom, it went around the corner. So Logan's room, when you walk in the door, it's right around to the right. And then our room is to the right of him. And you
so
know,
it went in his room?
Logan? So he thought it went in his room. And so, but his door was shut. But if you look at the, you know, so knowing rats and mice and all things critter, bunnies, they can all squeeze under, even dogs and cats can squeeze into the smallest of places. And his door underneath, he has carpet. And there's a good size gap. I mean, it's not like to the floor. And then the carpet. So for sure, that thing, if it went around the corner, it was, oh yeah, going right under there. So I'm like, Logan, he's like, oh, good thing I'm not staying here at night. I'm like, we can't just leave it in your room. Like, plus they poop and pee. Ew. So it's not even just having a rat in your house. They eat everything. I mean, this is like the nightmare. It's Thanksgiving night. Like, seriously, there's a lot of things I'm thankful for, but that situation is not one of them. Oh, God. And we know, like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Okay, right. Maybe not these stupid little things. So I'm like, where is Dad? So I go, okay, let's just go in. I mean, like, literally it can't hurt us, even though we're skeeved by it, you know. Yes. It can't get it. It's not like, it's like, yeah, I know people that are scared of stuff like that. I mean, it's like,
but it's gotta be mortifying.
Like, it's life size.
Something's in your house.
And just to think, like, what, okay, if it runs, like, it's not like I'm going to catch it. Like, what in the world are we going to do? So Alex was indisposed, if you know what I mean. So I go running in the, once I'm in the house, I'm like paranoid looking all over. And so I go running in there and I'm like, Alex, I'm like, didn't you hear a scream? And he goes, yeah, I thought like somebody got a touchdown on a football game or something. I'm like, cause we watch football on Sunday or on, you know, all game days. And I was like, no, the biggest rat just ran into our house. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it was like the size of our feet. Of course he thinks we're exaggerating, but we're not exaggerating, you guys. I swear that thing, I mean, I looked right down at it, kind of like looked up and then looked ahead and ran. So anyway, I was like, we got to go down and get traps. I didn't know if I had any because for mice, sometimes I have the traps. So I went looking, didn't have any, just, you know, it's like, you know, when you were little, did you ever play like the hot rocks game or like you couldn't touch the ground or lava? I think it's called lava or whatever, where you have to like, so that's what I felt like I was doing. I felt like I was like skipping from one rock to another, like trying not to walk on the ground. But anyway, so Alex, he, you know, finishes up, gets disposed.
Thank God.
And he's like, Logan, go get brooms. Go get two brooms. So Logan goes and gets two brooms and he comes in and he goes, not that broom. That broom's going to break. Logan's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, I'm thinking, well, how is that broom going to break? And why is he like identifying that broom? Like, I don't know. Not that Alex has used a broom at our house, but it was like, he's a broom professional or something. Right. He looks at that and he says, that's going to break. So I go, Logan, I have another one outside. I'll go get it. So Logan's walking to put the broom away and slams it on the ground. Like to like pretend like, well, is this going to break if I go to hit a rat? And the broom broke. I was like,
no way.
Oh my gosh, the things Dad knows. Like, that's crazy. He goes, well, I guess it did break. I'm like, well, and you would break it of all the people, Logan.
Right.
So he puts it away. We get another broom. And they go to go in his room. And I go, well, what are you guys going to do if you, like, bang it out of his room? Where's it going to go? It's just going to run to somewhere else in the house. Yeah. And so I come up with this idea. I feel like I'm a genius for this. Okay, guys.
100% you are.
I am such a genius for this. I have two big folding tables and I was like, I'm going to make walls so that as they scare it out of Logan's room, I've got it like barricaded to go outside. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
I was pretty proud of it. I really should have emphasized. So I decide this needs to be documented. So I start doing Instagram posts of this. And they were stories, guys. So they're not in existence anymore. But they started out just filming like Logan and Alex turning Logan's room upside down to find this rat banging everything. You can hear him banging walls, banging things, turning things over. They were like scared when they would like open. I mean, Alex wasn't scared, but you know, you just don't want it to like jump at you.
Yeah.
And Logan was scared. Logan's like, oh. And so anyway, they come out of the room. They're like, it's nowhere to be found. I mean, literally they scoured that room up and down. So I'm like, great. So then Alex starts walking, like he had a flashlight in one hand, the broom in the other hand, and he was on a mission. But I'm like, wait, where are you going? Because I got to bring my wall with me. And how am I going to do this? If we get farther from the front door, my wall won't work. And he wasn't worried about my wall. He was just on a mission to try to find this rat. So we scoured that whole entire house top to bottom. I don't know where this thing went. But it was definitely in that house. So anyway, they can crawl up. I don't know. I mean, we felt like obviously we didn't turn the house upside down and shake it. Like we didn't take everything off of all of the, you know, in the cabinets and stuff. But they looked really well. So Logan's like, all right, well, peace out. I'm out of here. I'm not sleeping here tonight. And I'm like, okay, well, lucky you. And then I was like, should I go with you? So Alex was getting his shoes on. I go, where are you going? And he goes, I'm going to go down and do the order at the restaurant. So I go, okay, well, I'm going to go look for mousetraps. And he goes, who's going to be open right now? And I'm like, easy. Like CVS will be open, the grocery store, maybe Target. Yeah. I mean,
never know.
You never know.
Right.
I mean, I was sure somebody would be open. So he goes, okay, well, I go, well, let's just drive down together. I'll drop you off to do the order. I'll run around looking for rat traps, pick you back up. So I film in the car, I drop him off and I'm on my way. It is like a freaking ghost town. Nothing was open. And we're talking like, it was probably maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I could not believe there was not a trace of anything open. I Googled, nothing is open on Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm happy for the employees, but I was not happy for myself who had a rat in my house. So I go back to get Alex. I'm like, there's no rat traps. So I go on Amazon and I go and order like 10 rat traps, but they won't get there for 2 days. I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to have an inventory of these things. And then tomorrow I'll go get rat traps. So I'm sitting there. So he went to bed early. And so we have this dynamic that when he goes to bed before me, he watches Italian television. Therefore, if I want to go to bed, I have to watch that too, which is not entertaining for me. And they kind of yell at each other. So it's definitely not something I can wind down to and go to sleep with. So I just go out on the couch and I watch my TV till I get tired, go to sleep, and then I wake up and go to bed. So that's what we were doing that same night. We do that. And Monday nights is our night home together usually. So anyway, I fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, it's totally dark. And I thought this, you know, rats are nocturnal and they like run against the side of the wall. So I'm like, how am I going to get to my room?
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it that night. I didn't hear it. So I just like pranced into my room. I opened the door, basically slammed the door, and then like one step to jump into my bed. I was like, I don't care if Alex wakes up. I do not care. I am not getting like my foot trampled on by a rat. No. So I jump into bed and I do go to sleep. The next day I wake up and I'm like, okay, you know, it's light out. I can go get traps and, you know, we can get a grip on this thing. So I slept pretty peacefully. Woke up kind of like, okay, I got to take on the day. But then I was like, shoot, I've got to go to Orange County. So at least I was going to be gone all day. So if the rat was in there, then I'd be fine. But that meant that like, I didn't know if and when I would get my trap. So anyway, it was hilarious because that next day, that on Friday, I had people from my story asking me if I caught the rat. And I hadn't caught the rat because I had nothing to catch it with and it didn't run outside. And I had told somebody, I was like, well, at least she was like, how did you sleep through that? And I was like, well, I mean, at least I was up high in my bed. And she's like, if you think that rat couldn't climb into your bed, you are sorely mistaken. I'm like, well, good thing I didn't think that. And I got to sleep that night. So anyway, went to Orange County, spent the day with family. It was really fun. Watched my nephew play hockey, ice hockey, and just had a blast. Came home that night, and I had Instacart drop off some rat traps for me.
Oh, good.
So they were waiting there when I got home, and I recorded this. I had like, I don't know how many different types, what, four or five different types of rat traps. I was like, I don't care how we get this rat, I'm going to get this rat. So I set up rat traps all over the house, peanut butter kind, sticky trap kind, go in and die kind, like this little rocket looking thing I've never seen before. Put them all over the house and just was like, hopefully this dude will stick or bite or snap or something, because we are not coexisting anymore.
Right.
So I go the whole, like that next morning, I wake up, no dead rat anywhere. But oh, that night when I went to bed after setting all the traps, I'm laying in my bed watching TV and I hear this rustling in the attic. And I'm like, I put the TV on mute and I'm like, what is that? No. I'm sure if it wasn't him, it was a family member partying up in the rafters. And I'm like, no. I mean, kind of if it's up there, I'd rather it so I don't have to live with it. But then there's, you know, if it dies in there, the smell. Have you ever smelled a dead rat in your wall?
I've never smelled that, ever.
So when we moved in to our house, we had barely any furniture. And Luca was 8 months old, like I said. And it was probably like 4 days after moving in. And it had been vacant for a while, our house. So I'm walking in the master and I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm thinking, did Luca grab a diaper out of the diaper genie and tuck it away somewhere? But there was literally like a mattress on the floor and two nightstands in my bedroom. Yeah. So I'm looking behind the nightstands, looking behind the mattress, looking under the mattress. I'm like, where in the world is this disgusting, stinky diaper? And I couldn't find it. And so I was sharing that with some people that lived out there and they were like, oh, you had a rat die on your wall. And I was like, oh, that is so bad. So now I know this smell and it happens at least a couple times a year. So that's another thing. And it doesn't go away for days. Like it lingers because the carcass is literally like rotting away. So until it becomes like a skeleton, it stinks.
Ew.
Yeah, it's so pretty disgusting.
How long does it smell like poop?
For like, I would say at least strong 4 to 6 days.
Oh,
yeah.
There's nothing to help the smell, probably.
I mean, burning candles, but you know, a lot of times when you try to mask a smell like that, you just have a smelly, stinky, like
yeah,
a rose smelling poop smell. I don't know. It's not poop. It's like a rotten diaper. It's like a diaper that has been sitting for days. So anyway, but I was just like, at least I don't have to live with it here. And my thing was, I didn't want it pooping and peeing in my clothes, in my shoes, you know, in right. the food, wherever. So anyway, I went to sleep that night just telling myself it was up in the rafters. So I wasn't worried it was going to crawl across me, since my girlfriend told me that it could crawl into my bed. And so I fell asleep that night, woke up, none of the traps had the rat in it. And so I kind of resolved that maybe this rat was up in the rafters and wasn't coming back down. So, you know, I'm updating. I swear it was like a reality show. I had friends cracking up at my Instagram story. I mean, I know that you saw it. And
I did.
People just like checking in, texting me, calling me, asking me about the rat. You know, my girlfriend in Georgia. Yeah. Like, it was just hilarious. Everybody was into the rat story.
Yes.
And I was like, so finally, like the second night, I was like, you know what? I think this is kind of a letdown, guys. I was hoping to like finish off with a dead rat and like, victory had been won, but no, I think that he just found another area to live in and I'm okay. Not that I picked up all the traps, but, so went to bed that second night, woke up the next morning. And then, I was talking to Alex in the other room and it was Saturday morning because I had come home on Friday night and I am self-admittedly like OCD, like super, super, like everything has its place and everything has to be in the same order. And, you know, all the things. So there's this chest under the TV that keeps blankets and it was pulled out. And I'm like, who pulled this out? So I push it back. You know, I don't think much of it. I just put things back because that I know it's my problem, not everybody else's. So Alex says to me, so I had done it that night. He didn't notice because he comes home late and went to bed. And so that morning I walk in and he goes, why'd you move the blanket chest back? And I said, well, because it was like pulled out. He goes, yeah, because I saw poop.
No.
Behind there.
Ew.
So I'm like, it's still down here? Ew. He's like, yeah, leave that forward so it can get to the trap. I'm like, well, I could have anyways, but yeah. I'm like, there are all these traps out here and it made its way. Like, is it the smartest rat that ever lived and just avoids all the traps? So I don't know. Maybe this will end really dramatically and I'll get to catch this rat.
I so hope you can catch it.
And get it.
We all want to see it.
Out of my life forever.
I hope.
So anyway, I had to tell you guys that story because it's just a day in the life, I swear. Like, you know, it's just the way, it's just what it is. It was funny and it was shared on my Instagram story. And I was like, it's too bad I didn't save it all because it was actually quite funny. And I picked like the same rat on my every story. Like, it wasn't a cute rat. It was a disgusting rat.
Scary.
So, yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, we are, gosh, basically halfway through with just that story. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into finishing like the beginning of high school. For you guys. And I just wanted to like, I was just thinking last week, I thought, you know, I totally didn't go in any kind of order, which is not shocking, but, I did, I think I mentioned that I know I did mention I played softball until I got to high school and then I couldn't keep up with the high school softball players. So I did do cheerleading. And, so the first, you know, you do tryouts for cheerleading when you get to high school. I don't know how they do it now, but back in the day, I think I posted some pictures or maybe I think I did post some pictures of tryouts. So you had to wear like the school colors are brown and gold and white. So you had to wear like those colors, of your own clothes. So I had white total, like Bermuda shorts, big giant gold belt, and then a white t-shirt. And we used to call our bangs because, you know, in that back then in the 80s, you like teased your bangs up. Yep, so you curl them and rat them, tease them, rat, no pun intended, rat them, tease them up. And my dad used to call them Temecula bangs. And he would put like his four fingers on his the back of his hand on his forehead with his four fingers sticking up and say, oh, nice Temecula bangs. So we all had Temecula bangs. And anyway, so with cheerleading, you know, it's a lot about spirit, but some of it is about like kind of flexibility. Not so much cheer, but back then we had cheer and song. I think I might've said that maybe with Brandy or something. So I just, you know, it was all about spirit. So I went in and even though I couldn't do the splits, my splits are like literally a knee on the ground and my other leg kind of in a 90 degree down at the ground, like no flexibility whatsoever. But I, you know, cheered my heart out, strong yells and sharp, you know, hits. And so anyway, I did make it on my freshman year and that was really fun. We had, when we went to cheer camp down at, what's it called down there? Point Loma, that college, we stayed in the dorms there for cheer camp. And, we had like, you know, the older kids, this juniors and seniors were like our mentors and big sisters. And so we had really, one of my best friends at the time, she was a cheerleader with me, Natalie, and we had the greatest big sisters. And it was just really fun. It was a great way to get into school because you knew people going into your first day because obviously the tryouts are before school starts and then you're meeting with everybody before school starts. So you start your first day of school. I think we even had to wear our uniforms the first day of school. Right. You know, and then all the game, it was just really, really fun. But something that's really hilarious about this is that I was selected to be the cheer captain of my freshman squad.
Wow.
Yeah, that was That's really awesome. Cool.
Yes, very cool.
It would have been really cool if I understood football in its more like more detail. So I would watch football with my dad, but I wasn't into it when I was younger. I remember we watched the 49ers and the Rams. He didn't really have a, like, he had the New England Patriots were his team, but they didn't always air it. So he would watch, you know, the Rams, the 49ers. And he said the Chargers. I don't remember the Chargers back then, but I, like I said, I wasn't really into it, but I would watch it with him sometimes. So anyway, I didn't know all the rules.
There's so many.
Well, but not even that. Like, how about just knowing offense and defense? So we learned offense and defensive cheers. Do you think it occurred to me to say, like, what's the difference? No, I did not. So, you know, first game and I'm calling the cheers. Well, I got lucky on the first couple calling the right offense or defense cheers. But then I called, like, let's say an offensive cheer for a defensive play.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, Charity, what are you doing? And I'm like, what? I'm so confused. I don't understand why everyone's freaking out on me.
Yeah.
And they're all like, and you can see the girls like kind of doing the cheer, but not really because they're so like confused why we're doing.
Because they know what's going on.
An offensive cheer and a defensive time. So it was at that point that I learned the difference between offense and defense.
Right.
Obviously, I knew there was two sides of the ball. I just didn't know that was the name of it. So that was really funny. And then you you fast forward. So I was a cheerleader my freshman year, my sophomore year. I took a year off my junior year. And then my senior year, I tried out for song, which I kind of had explained that it's a little more fluid, I guess, or flowy, like
more dancing
when you do. Yeah. And more dancy. So you really, really should know how to do the splits for that. So I wasn't sure I was even going to make it on the squad. My one best friend, Natalie, she was still cheer. She cheered all 4 years. And then our newer friend, Chrislyn, she was going out for song. So I was like, but if I don't get on song, can I get on cheer? Like, I think you had to choose. So it was a big risk for me, Miss Not Flexible. And I just totally went for it with my spirit over my flexibility and got on the squad. So it was a miracle. But we had such a fun year that year. It was like, I said this word Hessian. Who was listening? I think it was Allison, our girlfriend Allison.
Yeah.
She's a couple years younger than us, a few years younger than us.
Right.
And I use the term Hessian and she's like, what is that?
What?
I'm like, what? It already had left by the time you got there?
Like a headbanger.
Yeah, like a headbanger. Like that music. Like it was that music, long hair. Was
rocker.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, heavy metaler.
Yeah, so yeah. AC/DC, yeah, Poison, Rat. Yeah. White Snake.
Twisted Sisters.
Exactly. That is the music that our song leading team danced to, which is kind of cool because, I mean, there was other kinds of music, but that was really popular then. So we have a lot of like good memory. I didn't know any of the songs because I didn't listen to that music, but I learned them from song.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, so we're at a home football game. We're standing on our boxes and, our team's getting ready to punt. Roger, he goes to kick the ball. I'm standing with my hands behind my back, totally like, you know, just watching the game. But I wasn't watching the ball. I was watching the game. And all of a sudden, the ball comes flying, hits me on the side of my head, and knocks me off my box.
Oh, my gosh.
It stung. I mean, you know, you're talking from how many yards?
That must have
hurt. It stung, but was more funny than it was that it hurt me that we were, I mean, everybody was dying. It was hilarious.
Laughing?
Oh, hilarious. Yes, we were all laughing. Even I was laughing because, you know, I was crying and laughing, but it was, I wish that there was film of it because it would have been like a blooper, funniest home videos, because I literally was standing totally like ready at attention and then plop and get knocked in the head, fall off my box. Yeah, that was a really, one of my biggest memories from cheerleading was that. other than that, it was really fun. And I had a great time. I will say, though, it was the next year, you know, homecoming. And I think I was the only one that didn't go back. And, like, they invited the song leaders back in uniform to like, I don't know, whatever, to cheer. I don't know how you dance with that year's cheerleaders and song leaders, but I didn't do it. I was like, wrapped it up my senior year and I was done with it. So, but it was fun. I have a lot of great memories from it. And I, you know, I kind of went out of my comfort zone without having flexibility, you know, loudmouth, totally got that. Oh, another thing I used to do was woo hoo. And then all of the other people in the squad would go chugga, 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 chugga. Cause my like woo hoo sounded like a train. So that was kind of, that was a significant thing. And then, we had a cheer called Let's Get Fired Up, or it's called Fired Up. I ended up naming one of the drinks at my now bar Fired Up after that.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So
I'm going to have one of those.
Well, it's a totally dirty martini with a kick. So if you like martinis, I call it the Fired Up.
Awesome.
Yeah. So cheerleading was fun. I made a lot of good friendships, still friends with a lot of them today. And then let's see, another thing, I did go to youth camp again in high school. I believe I was a freshman or a sophomore. It was the last time I went to youth camp. And Ryan did go to youth camp.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. One that broke up with me. He did go with his best friend. And we had a group of us that had had gone all together before. And we had the, we had such a great time. But, you know, we were in a different place. So he had broken up with me. So we weren't even an option. But the camp counselor was. And the camp counselor, we kind of all had a crush on him. And he was young. He was from Orange County.
How young was he?
Well, he was out of high school. So he was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years older than us.
Oh, okay.
But at the time, it's kind of a big difference.
Yes.
And I came home from church camp with, like, he wanted to see me. Ooh. So I was, like, excited that he liked me. And I came home and told my mom about it. And she was like, mm-mm. He's too old for you. Actually, it had to have been my freshman year because the next year her line moved big time. But my freshman year, he was too old for me. So she did not let me date him, which is fine. I didn't have a car and he lived in another city. But he did like mail me letters and send me like cassette tapes of music and stuff. And so when Facebook came around, it was funny. I hadn't seen him or heard, I hadn't seen him since after camp. Or no, I think he came out to a football game once. I think I did see him one other time and told him I couldn't see him. But, you know, years later, Facebook came out and we connected on Facebook and he's a cool guy. Like super, he married a gal that's like, she's a producer, director on one of the soap operas. And
nice.
Yeah, and he's a professional DJ. It's very fun. So we're in touch, but you know, I mean, we're talking how many years ago.
That you guys are still friends.
I know. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's Facebook friends, but still it's kind of fun to like, you know, see people that you knew once upon a time and have history with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had a few crushes freshman year. You know, you're just kind of filling your oats, kind of getting acclimated on campus. And I don't know. I think I dated a couple guys. Yes, I did date a couple guys because I remember a couple dates that I was like, yeah, no, he's not for me.
Nope.
No. And I was still so behind my little prudeness, like, you know, kissing. Yeah. Like I had kissed, but I hadn't done much more, if anything more.
As a freshman?
Yeah. And I just felt like I was in over my head with the older guys.
Yeah.
So I was a little timid and scared of that. Until the next year, which you'll find out.
How old are you as a freshman again? 14, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I also was still bullied in high school, which not still, I won't say it was intermittent, but, I had about 3 gals at school, 2 that were my age and 1 that was older than me that just didn't like my existence. It didn't matter what I did. I mean, the killing with kindness thing, I mean, it is a good rule of thumb, but they could care less. And I remember one gal, I was walking, I don't know if it was probably my, it's probably my sophomore year. I think she was a senior at that time. And the killing with kindness. Okay. So I'll bring it back around. I don't want to discourage it because it did end up paying off. So I was going, I don't know if I was going to the office. I was going somewhere during class. So everyone was in class. I was walking and I'm walking like on this, I don't know, walkway. And I see this girl walking towards me and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't like run and hide. I mean, what is she going to do? What is she going to say? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to look at her and like, see like what, how I can compliment her. And maybe this could be a breakthrough for me. Right. So I said, hi, so-and-so. I said, oh, you look really nice today. And I remember she like looked at me like, are you insane? Like, I'm so mean to you and I hate your guts. And she like double took and she's all, thank you. And she didn't know how to respond to that. And I'm like, yeah. And I kept walking. Well, I have to say that, well, I forgot to say before that, she was so annoyed with my existence that she was walking by and like wadded up a baggie and threw it at me. Like she just had, I don't know what in her that she just couldn't stand me and that a baggie, like it's so stupid. But anyway, so yeah, then fast forward and I saw her and I complimented her and it seemed to go away. Unfortunately, she was a senior, so she was graduating. I wouldn't have to deal with it anymore until it was funny. It was years later that I was at a party, like a New Year's Eve party, years as an adult. And guess who's there? That girl. So I was like, okay, this could go a lot of different ways. Like, I don't know what she's going to be like to me.
Right.
So I thought, okay, well, I'm just gonna be nice. That's all I can do. Yep. And she came up to me and gave me the biggest hug and said, it was so good to see me. And she's like, I'm sorry. I was such a bleep to you in high school. She's like, I don't even know why. I just, you're the nicest person. And I'm sorry about that. And I was like, well, thank you. Yeah. And she was just so sweet and has been sweet ever since. I mean, I don't see her. I think I've seen her maybe a couple, one or two more times after that. Obviously we're friends on Facebook, but
she probably never forgot you because of that.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I just think that, you know, it's really cool when you graduate high school and you like look back and you're like, oh, now I can see things with clear eyes,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Who knows? I mean, like I've said before, you never know what people are going through in their own lives. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to say that I couldn't be annoying or obnoxious. I mean, I was like bouncing around like Tigger all the time and hugging on everybody and loving on everybody. And like, that could be annoying. Yeah. Like my son. Exactly. So I get it. I get that annoying isn't always like, you know, people not liking you isn't always because you're like, ick. Like you could just be like, too much for people.
Happy.
And I get that. Mm-hmm. So, but it was nice to have her, you know, acknowledge it and to be able to like close that chapter forever.
It's very sweet of her.
I know.
I love that.
I have so much respect. So yeah, I would encourage you if you have anybody in the past that you, I had another, one of my dearest friends, she also apologized because she went through like a period of time. I think it was in middle school that she wasn't nice to me. But it wasn't, I mean, it hurt my feelings, but it's not that I didn't know that she was going through some stuff. So, you know, I just had grace for her in my, you know, in my mind and just kind of avoided her. But she also apologized later in life. And, you know, that's really hard to do.
It really is.
And you don't have to. I mean, you know, we moved on and we were fine.
But it probably made her feel better too.
Well, yeah. And I think that a lot of times it's for you and for the person that you hurt, but also for the person that you hurt.
Right.
So I would encourage that. It's never too late. Never.
Never. I love that.
And people don't forget, even though you think they do, they don't forget.
Especially girls.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I definitely would encourage that. It's a big lesson learned. I think that like, you know, we're getting to the point where my sophomore year, there's drastic changes and a lot of things that definitely had a big impact on my future. And so, we're going to get into that Not today. That's too much to open that can of worms today. But yeah, I just wanted to share some of those stories and then sum it up by saying that, you know, first of all, it's uncomfortable and scary and intimidating when you're going into, whether it's a new school, a new job, but if you don't put yourself out there, then other people aren't going to know you for who you really are. And you're not going to get an opportunity to experience it in the best way possible. And for you and for others. And then also just to reiterate that, you know, if you wrong somebody, if you hurt somebody, if you were mean to somebody, definitely make it right. Because if not for anything, but for yourself, like it's something that I think, you know, if you say they would have saw a picture of me or something, it's not that they would have forgot how they had felt about me, you know? So, but now they don't have to have that icky feeling, you know, inside. Right. And I will say the other two girls that are my age, we had a couple encounters and they were fine to me, but they weren't like all about trying to like, hey, how's it going? And that's fine. That's totally fine. As long as you're just not like
mean,
ishy. Yeah. Then don't not. Yeah. Just ignore people that you don't like instead of attacking them or being mean or scowling or whatever. But you do, you know, if you're the person that's getting kind of picked on, it's very important that you look inside and know who you are and don't let others define you.
100%.
You know, I knew that I was nice. I know I can be a lot, but it doesn't make me a bad person. And so, you know, if they're going to not like me or be annoyed by me, that's okay. I just got to move on. And I wish more people would do that in like, even on social media and stuff. You know, if you don't like what somebody says or you don't like their opinion, just keep scrolling. Because that negative energy just brings everybody down. It's not good for you.
And it's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really
ugly. So let's laugh at things and look at the bright side and be happy. And just, yeah. And if somebody's bringing you down or giving you the wrong vibe, then just go around them.
Yep. Move on, baby.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We are so excited to have listeners from all over the world. We get to see the analytics, and I had posted on Bumbershoot Charity Instagram that we've got listeners all over the world. So that's exciting. I hope to keep growing. And if you follow us, then it'll let you know every time we post a new one, even if you don't get a chance to listen to it. Subscribe. And like I said, we have Bumbershoot Charity Instagram. So look us up there. I post pictures from the things I talk about. Sometimes it's on point and sometimes it's, well, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but here's the pictures. So yeah, just check us out there on Instagram. And Tracy was sick today. I don't know if you noticed, she wasn't chiming in, but yeah, she was sick today. So
Tracy.
We missed you, Trace.
Yes, you did.
But we're looking forward to having some more guests on. I think we're going to get through December, and then come the first of the year, we'll start bringing more guests on. And who knows where this will take us, but it's going to take us some fun places. And then eventually we'll talk about my charity for charity, which I do hope you guys will check it out. I don't know if we'll get to it before the event. So I do have to give it some plugs, charityforcharity.org, starsofthevalley.org. We have our big event in February. Also, tomorrow's not Giving Tuesday because this is a day ahead. Hopefully we did really good on Giving Tuesday, but yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I'll start kind of pulling things in and kind of bringing things around so that they get relevant on kind of where we're headed here. But in the meantime, you guys have a great and blessed week and have some fun. Look at things in a different light. Be nice. Say I'm sorry.
Yes.
Rekindle relationship or just...
Why not?
Make it right.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's your goal this week. All right. Take care. And that's not all. We'll see you next week with Bumbershoot, covering life's chaos with humor and heart.
Bye.